In a recent CBC story, it was mentioned that listening to sea shanties helped to relax listeners and lessen anxiety and stress. It was suggested that this could be applied to COVID with so many people being indoors. Kaylee Radio has taken that suggestion, and we have recorded a podcast featuring many traditional sea shanties, and it is our hope that you'll find it relaxing and helpful. Let's begin the show now with this well-known sea shanty with Evans and Dory, the drunken sailor.
Way, hey, and up she rises, painting blocks of different sizes. Way, hey, and up she rises, early in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises, early in the morning.
What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor, early in the morning?
Way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, early in the morning.
Take 'em and shake 'em and try and wake 'em. Take 'em and shake 'em and try and wake 'em. Take 'em and shake 'em and try and wake 'em early in the morning.
Way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning.
Put 'em in the scuppers with a hose pipe on 'em. Put 'em in the scuppers with a hose pipe on 'em. Put 'em in the scuppers with a hose pipe on 'em early in the morning.
Way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning.
Give 'em a dose of salty water, give 'em a dose of salty water, give 'em a dose of salty water early in the morning.
Way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning.
Shave his belly with a rusty razor, shave his belly with a rusty razor, shave his belly with a rusty razor, early in the morning.
Way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, early in the morning.
Put him in the longboat till he gets sober, put him in the longboat till he gets sober, put him in the longboat till he gets sober, early in the morning.
Way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, early in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises, painting blocks of different sizes, way, hey, and up she rises, early in the morning.
Cote, me boys, me age is 53. For 25 or 30 years I've fished upon the sea. Now it seems a waste of time, catches they grow small. Foreigners take the bigger fish and throw back all the small. Oh, we're rolling on the sea, me boys, we're rolling on the sea. We'll catch the fish and then we'll bitch, we're rolling on the sea. Well, I hear the politicians, they're crapping on us all, but they've never froze their asses off while pulling up the draw. Nor ate a soggy sandwich, then lost it overside, then spent 4 hours coming home, rolling on the tide. Oh, we're rolling on the sea, you boys, we're rolling on the sea. Oh, we'll catch the fish and then we'll bitch, we're rolling on the sea. Understand me now, it's not that bad, you know. I could have been a lumberjack or a miner down below. At least I held a few cold months to mend my nets and traps, to drink rum and figure how to stiff the income tax. Oh, we're rolling on the sea, me boys, we're rolling on the sea. Oh, we'll catch the fish and then we'll bitch, we're rolling on the sea.
'Twas Friday morn when we set sail. We were not far from the land when our captain, he spied a mermaid so fair, with a comb and a glass in her hands. And the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow, blow, blow. And we poor sailors are skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. The landlubbers lie down below. Then up spoke the captain of our gallant ship, a fine-spoken man was he. Oh, this fishy mermaid has warned me of our doom, we sink to the bottom of the sea. And the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow, blow, blow. And we poor sailors are skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. The landlubbers lie down below. Then up spoke the cabin boy of our gallant ship, a brave young lad was he. Say, I have a sweetheart in Brooklyn by the sea, tonight she'll be weeping for me. And the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow, blow, blow. And we poor sailors are skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. The landlubbers lie down below. Then up spoke the cook of our gallant ship, and a crazy old butcher was he. He said, I care much more for my pots and my pans than I do for the bottom of the sea. And the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow, blow, blow. And we poor sailors are skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. The landlubbers lie down below. Times around, it spun our gallant ship, and three times around spun she. Well, three times around, it spun our gallant ship, now we will sink to the bottom of the sea. And the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow, blow, blow. And we poor sailors are skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. The landlubbers lie down below.
Whew, thank you.
And Evans and Doherty started off our traditional Sea Shanties podcast. And then we had Breaking Tradition, Rolling on the Sea. And that last song was Bobby Curry and the Mermaid Song. You're listening to your community radio station, Kaylee Radio, broadcasting from beautiful Cape Breton Island. Stay tuned for some more traditional sea shanties.
Well, me father often told me when I was just a lad, a sailor's life was very hard, the food was always bad. But now I joined the Navy, I'm aboard a man of war, and now I found the sailor ain't the sailor anymore. Don't haul on the rope, don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Just get your civvies ready for another on a shore. A sailor ain't the sailor, ain't the sailor anymore. Well, the click of our mess, he says we have it soft. It wasn't like Daddy's day when we were up aloft. We like our bunks and sleeping bags, so what's a hammock for? Swinging from the deckhead or lying on the floor. Don't haul on the rope, don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Just get your civvies ready for another on the shore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore. well, they gave us an engine that first went up and down. Then with more technology, the engine went around. We now steam and diesel, but what's it mainly for? A stoker ain't a stoker with a shovel anymore. Don't haul on the rope, don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Just get your cities ready for another on shore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore. Well, they gave us an olive stamp so we could do it right. They gave us a radio, we signal day and night. We know we're coding ciphers, but what's the cipher for? A bunting does, it doesn't toss the button anymore. Don't haul on the rope, don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Just get your cities ready for another on the shore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore. Two cans of beer a day, that's your bleeding lot. But now we have an extra Monday cause we stopped the top. So we'll put on our city clothes, we'll find a rough shore. A sailor's just a sailor, just like he was before. Don't fall on the ropes, don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Just get your cities ready for another on the shore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore. Don't fall on the ropes, don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Just get your cities ready for another on the shore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore.
In the town of Lunenburg down Nova Scotia way, in 1921 on a windy day, a sailing ship was born. Who knows was her name? Will we ever see her kind again?
Who knows? The ocean knows her name. Sailors know how proud a ship was she. Who knows? Leaning in the wind, racing every wave of the sea.
Our sails were snowy white, they strained against the mast. The spray blew high as she went rolling past. And from the very first, though Blue Nose liked to run, she liked the smell of sea and the sun.
Blue Nose, the ocean knows her name. Sailors know how proud a ship was she. Blue Nose, leaning in the wind, raising every wave of the sea.
For 25 long years she ruled the northern seas, racing like a queen all the time. Then on the Caribbean, one dark and stormy night, she ran into a reef and died.
Who knows? The ocean knows her name. Sailors know how proud a ship was she. Who knows? Leaning in the wind, racing every wave of the sea.
Now just the other day, down Nova Scotia way, in Lunenburg they christened the ship. Just like the old Blue Nose, to the very name, the Blue Nose lives and sails again.
Blue Nose, the ocean knows her name. Sailors know how proud a ship was she. Blue Nose, leaning in the wind, racing every wave of the sea. Blue Nose, the ocean knows her name. Sailors know how proud a ship was she. Blue Nose, leaning in the wind, racing every wave of the sea. Racing every wave of the sea.
Was on the cold and frosty morning in December, when all of me money it was spent, where it went to, good Lord, I can't remember. So
So I down to the shipping office went. Paddy lay back,
paddy lay back,
take in your slack,
take in your slack,
take a turn around the capstan, heave a pole,
heave a pole.
About ship's station, boys, be handy,
for we're bound for Valparaiso around the horn.
That day there was a great demand for sailors, for the colonies, for Frisco and for France. So I shipped aboard a limey bark, the Hotspur, and got paralytic drunk on me advance.
Paddy lay back,
take in your slack,
take in your slack,
take a turn around the capstan, heave a pole,
heave a pole.
About ship's station, boys, be handy,
for we're bound for Valparaiso around the horn.
Well, I woke up in the morning sick and sore, and I knew that I was outward bound again. And I heard a voice a-bawling at the door, get up, you lover, and answer to your name.
Paddy lay back,
take in your slack,
take in your slack,
take a turn around the capstan, heave a pole,
heave a pole.
About ship's station, boys, be handy,
for we're bound for Valparaiso around the horn.
There was Spaniards, there was Dutchmen, there was Russians, and Johnny Pebbles just across from France. And most of them could speak the word of English, but they answered to the call of months advance.
Paddy lay back,
paddy lay back,
take in your slack,
take in your slack,
take a turn around the capstan,
heave a pole,
heave a pole.
About ship's station, boys, be handy,
for we're bound for Valparaiso around the horn.
I wish that I was in the jolly sailor, along with Irish Molly drinking beer. Then I thought, oh, what jolly lads are sailors, and with me flipper I wiped away a tear.
Paddy lay back,
paddy lay back,
take in your slack,
take in your slack,
take a turn around the capstan,
heave a pole,
heave a pole.
About ship's station, boys, be handy,
for we're bound for Valparaiso around the horn.
Take in your slack,
take in your slack,
take a turn around the capstan,
heave a pole,
heave a pole. About ship's station, boys, be handy,
for we're bound for Valparaiso around the horn.
Yes, we're bound for San Francisco around the horn.
And in there was Celtic Connection with the last shanty, and Ryan's Fancy with Blue Nose, and Evans and Doherty with Paddy Laid Back. Kaylee Radio is in its 11th year of broadcasting the best of traditional and Cape Breton music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Stop by and join the crowd. Now let's get back to our Sea Shanties podcast.
We sailed on the sloop John B, my grandfather and me, around Nassau Town we did roam. We were drinking all night, got into a fight. I feel so broke up, I wanna go home. So I stopped the John B sail, see how the mainsail sets. Call for the captain ashore, let me go home, let me go home, I wanna go home. Well, I feel so broke up, I wanna go home. The first mate, he got drunk and broke in the captain's trunk. The constable had to come and take him away. Sheriff John Stone, why don't you leave me alone? Well, I feel so broke up, I wanna go home. So I stopped the John B sail, see how the mainsail sets. Call for the captain ashore, let me go home,
let me go home,
let me go home,
I wanna go home.
I
he took and he ate up all of my corn. Let me go home. Why don't you let me go home? This is the worst trip I've ever been on. So hoist up the Jumbie sail. See how the mainsail sets. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home. Let me go home. I wanna go home. When I feel so broke up, I wanna go home.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound in the wind. Broke over the railing, and every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. dreams of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. They prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitchagumi. Superior, they said, never gets up for dead when the gales of November come early.
to be lie day.
You're listening to the Sea Shanties podcast, and in there we had Foster and Allen with the Sloop John B., Gordon Lightfoot with the classic Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and we just finished hearing Great Big Sea and Lukey's Boat. KB Radio broadcasts the very best of Cape Breton and Celtic music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Tune in on our website, www.kbradio.com. Now back to the podcast.
Now it was 25 or 30 years since Jekyll saw the light. He came into this world of woe one dark and stormy night. He was born aboard his father's ship as she was heaving to. About 25 or 30 miles southeast of Baccalieu.
Jack was every inch a sailor, 25 years away. Jack was every inch a sailor. He was born upon the bright blue sea.
When Jack grew up to be a man, he went to Labrador. He fished in Indian Harbor where his father fished before. On his way home in the fog he met a heavy gale, and Jack was swept into the sea and swallowed by a whale.
Jack was every inch a sailor, 25 years a whaler. Jack was every inch a sailor. He was born upon the bright blue sea.
Lucy. Well, the whale went straight for Baffin Bay about 90 knots an hour. And every time he'd blow a spray, he'd send it in a shower. And well, says Jack unto himself, let's see what he's about. And he grabbed the whale all by the tail and turned him inside out.
Jack was every inch a sailor, 25 years a whaler. Jack was every inch a sailor. On the bright blue sea. And Jack was every inch a sailor, 25 years a whaler. Jack was every inch a sailor. He was born upon the bright blue sea. Yes, he was born upon the bright blue sea.
Oh, the year was 1778. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. A letter of mark came from the king to the scummiest vessel I've ever seen.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
Oh, well, said Barrett, cried the town,
how I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
For 20 brave men, all fishermen, who would make for him the Antelope's crew.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
The Antelope Sloop was a sickening sight.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She'd list to the port and her sails in rags, and the cook and the scuppers with the staggers and jags.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
On the king's birthday we put to sea.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
We were 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like madmen all the way.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
On the 96th day we sailed again.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
When a bloody great Yankee hove in sight, with our cracked 4-pounders we made to fight.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Yankee lay low down with gold. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She was broad and fat and loose in stays, but the catcher took the antelope 2 whole days.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
Then at length we stood 2 cables away. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Our crack 4-pounders made an awful din, but with 1 fat ball the Yanks stove us in.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
The antelope shook and pitched on her side.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both me legs.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
So here I lay in my 23rd year. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. It's been 6 years since I sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
Hey, we'll rant and we'll roar like true Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck and below until we speed forward in spite of 2 thumpers. When straight through the channels to Oslo we'll go.
I'm a son of a sea cook and a cook in a trader. I can dance, I can sing, I can reef the main boat. I handle the Jaeger and cut a fine figure whenever I get in the boat standing room.
We'll rant and we'll roar like 2 Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck and below until we stay far and inside the 2 thumpers. When straight through the channels to Oslo we'll go.
If the voyage is good and the fall I will do it. I want to contend for a ring and a breeze, a couple of dollars for plain shirts and collars, and a handful of callers to make up the fees.
We'll rant and we'll roar like 2 Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck and below until we see bottom inside of 2 thumpers.
Channels
we'll go.
Overwhelmed on the duty, a girl of St. Kieran, a paradise and fresh, big and little banana. I'm bound into Oslo to marry sweet Biddy, and if I don't do so, I'm afraid I'm quite dumb.
We'll rant and we'll roar like 2 Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck and below until we see bottom and sail at 2 thumpers. When straight through the channel to Oslo we'll go.
I bought me a house from sweet Catherine Davis, a £20 bed from Jimmy Canal. I'll get me a settle and a pot and a kettle, then I will be ready for Biddy McGraw.
We'll rant and we'll roar like 2 Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck and below until we see bottom inside of 2 thumpers. When straight through the channel to Oslo we'll go.
And here's a help to the girls of Owl Fox Harbour, a holder and impressed crab hole and grilling. Now let she be jolly, don't be melancholy. Oh,
we'll rant and we'll roar like 2 Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck and below until we
we stayed for him and sailed to Sunfur. Went straight through the channel to Tazlo, we'll go. We'll rant and we'll roar like two Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck and below. Until we stayed for him and sailed to Sunfur. Went straight through the channel to Tazlo, we'll go.
You're listening to the Sea Shanties podcast, recorded especially for you by Kaylee Radio. And we had in there Celtic Connection with Jack Was Every Inch a Sailor, McGinty with Barrett's Privateers, and the last song you heard was Rantin' Will Rantin' Will Roar Like True Newfoundlanders by Ryan's Fancy.
To me, way, hey, blow the man down. I trust that you'll join in the chorus with me. Give me some time to blow the man down.
Blow the man down, will he? Blow the man down to me. Way, hey, blow the man down. Blow the man down, boys from Liverpool town. Give me some time to blow the man down.
As I was walking down Paradise Street to me,
way, hey, blow the man down.
A handsome young damsel I happened to meet.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
At the pub down on Lime Street, I then went astray to me,
way, hey, blow the man down.
I'd drank enough stout for to fill Galway Bay.
Give me some time to blow the man down. Blow the man down, please. Blow the man down to me. Way, hey, blow the man down. Blow the man down, boys from Liverpool town. Give me some time to blow the man down.
The next I remember, I woke in the morn to be.
Way, hey, blow the man down.
On a tall Yankee clipper that was bound round Cape Horn.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
Come on, young fellows, to follow the sea to me.
Way, hey, blow the man down.
Beware of the drink whenever it's free.
Give me some time to blow the man down. Blow the man down, please. Blow the man down to me. Way, hey, blow the man down. Blow the man down, boys from Liverpool town. Give me some time to blow the man down. Blow the man down, please. Blow the man down to me. Way, hey.
from Liverpool town. Give me some time to blow the man down.
The sun was setting in the west. The birds were singing on every tree. All nature seemed inclined for a rest, but still there was no rest for me. Farewell to Nova Scotia, the seabound coast. Let your mountains dark and dreary be. For when I'm far away on the brine, tossed, will you ever breathe a sigh and a wish for me? I grieve to leave my native land. I grieve to leave my comrades all and my parents whom I hold so dear, and the bonny, bonny lassie that I do adore. Farewell to Nova Scotia, the seabound coast. Let your mountains dark and dreary be. For when I'm far away on the briny ocean tossed, will you ever breathe a sigh and a wish for me? The drums they do beat and the wars do alarm. The captain calls, we must obey. Nova Scotia's charms, for it's early in the morning and I'm far, far away. Farewell to Nova Scotia, the seabound coast. Let your mountains dark and dreary be. For when I am far away on the briny ocean tossed, will you ever breathe a sigh and a wish for me? I have three brothers and they are at rest. Their arms are folded on their breast. But a poor simple sailor just like me must be tossed and driven on the dark blue sea. Farewell to Nova Scotia, the seabound coast. Let your mountains dark and dreary be. For when I am far away on the briny ocean tossed, will you ever breathe a sigh and a wish for me? Will you ever breathe a sigh and a wish for me? Will you ever breathe a sigh and a wish for
me? You're tuned to the Sea Shanties podcast, recorded especially for you by Kaylee Radio right here in Cape Breton. And we had in there himself, Harry Hibbs, the Squid Jigging Grounds, the Irish Rovers and Blow the Man Down, and John Allen Cameron just finished up with Farewell to Nova Scotia. Coming up now is Stan Rogers.
Now it's just my luck to have the watch with nothing left to do. Watch the deadly waters glide as we roll north to the Sioux. Wonder when they'll turn again and pitch us to the rail. Whirl off one more youngster in the gale. The kid was so damn eager. It was all so big and new. We never had to tell him twice or find him work to do. Evenings on the mess deck, he was always first to sing and show us pictures of the girl he'd read in spring. But I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wyarton girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into White Squall.
us old-timers know, in the sultry summer calm, there comes a blow from nowhere, and it goes off like a bomb. And a 15,000-tonner can be thrown upon her beam, while the gale takes all before it with a scream. The kid was on the hatches, lying staring at the sky. From where I stood, I swear I could see tears fall from his eyes. So I hadn't the heart to tell him that he should be on a line, even on a night so warm and fine. But I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wyarton girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into a white squall. When it struck, he sat up with a start. I roared to him, get down. But for all that he could hear, I could as well not make a sound. So I clung there to the stanchions, and I felt my face go pale as he crawled hand over hand along the rail. Now I could feel her healing over with the fury of the blow. I watched the rail go under, then so terrible and slow. Then like some great dog, she shook herself and roared upright again. Far over side, I heard him howling. But I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wyarton girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into a white squall. So it's just my luck to have the watch with nothing left to do. Watch the deadly waters glide as we roll north to the Sioux. Wonder when they'll turn again and pitch us to the rail, and whirl off one more youngster in the gale. And I tell these kids 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wyarton girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into a white squall.
One, two, three.
In the year of our Lord 1806, we set sail from the cold Key of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of brick for the Grand City Hall in New York. We'd an elegant wife, she was rich for a man, and know how the trade winds they drove her. She had 27 masts and stood several blasts, and they called her the Irish Rover. So fare thee well, my pretty little girl, I must sail away. Fare thee well, my pretty little girl, I must sail away. There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee, there was Hogan from County Tyrone, and we and the girl who was scared stiff of work, and the chap from Westmeath name alone. There was Logger O'Toole, who was drunk as a roll, and fighting the Tracy from Dover, and your man Nick McCann from the banks of the Fanny was the skipper of the Irish Rover. So fare thee well, my pretty little girl, I must sail away. Fare thee well, my pretty little girl, I must sail away. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags, we had 2 million barrels of stone, and 3 million bales of old man eagle tails, and 4 million barrels of bone. We had
7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million sides for blind horses high to hold on the Irish rover. So fare thee well, my pretty little girl, I must sail away. Fare thee well, my pretty little girl, I must sail away. We had sailed several years when measles broke out. The ship lost its way in the fog. The whole of the crew, it was reduced down to two, myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship's rocker rock, oh Lord, what a shock, it nearly tumbled over. She spun 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish rovers. So fare thee well, my brave little girl, I must sail away. Fare thee well, my pretty little girl, I must sail away. Fare thee well, my pretty little girl, I must sail away. Fare thee well, my pretty little girl, I must sail away.
Crystal clear ocean, to ride on the crest of a wild raging storm. To work in the service of life and the living, in search of the answers to questions unknown. To be part of the movement, part of the growing, part of beginning to understand. Places you've been to, the things that you've shown us, the stories you tell. I Calypso, I sing to your spirit, the men who have served you so long and so well. I am, oh Lord, I am, oh Lord. Guide you, you bring us beside you, light up the darkness and show us the way. For though we are strangers in your silent world, to live on the land we must learn from the sea. To be true as the tide, free as a windswell, joyful and loving in letting it be.
Stories you tell. I Calypso, I sing to Australia I was born, Cape away, all away. South Australia round Cape Horn, we're bound for South Australia. South Australia. When we go wallopin' round Cape Horn, heave away, haul away, wish to God we'd never been born. We're bound for South Australia. Heave away, you ruler kings, heave away, haul away, heave away, you'll hear me sing. We're bound for South Australia. Well, my dear old mother, she wrote to me, heave away, haul away, an island skunk come home from sea. We're bound for South Australia. Heave away, you ruler kings. Heave away, haul away. Heave away, you'll hear me sing. We're bound for South Australia. I saw my lady on the quay. Heave away, haul away. The tears began as she waved to me. We're bound for South Australia. Heave away, you ruler kings. Heave away, haul away. We're bound for South Australia. Well, I wish I was in a foreign land. Heave away, haul away, with a bottle of whiskey in my hand. We're bound for South Australia. Heave away, you ruler kings. Heave away, haul away. Heave away, you'll hear me sing. We're bound for South Australia. In South Australia I was born. Heave away, South Australia round Cape Horn, we're bound for South Australia. Heave away, you rolling kings, heave away, haul away, heave away, you'll hear me sing. We're bound for South Australia. Heave away, you rolling kings, heave away, haul away, heave away, you'll hear me sing. We're bound for South Australia.
You're listening to the Sea Shanties podcast on Kaylee Radio. And we heard from Stan Rogers, White Squall, The Irish Descendants were in with Irish Rover, John Denver with Calypso, A Salute to Jacques Cousteau, and then John Williamson just finished up with Bound for South Australia. Now the Fables with another Sea Shanty, Heave Away.
Come get your duds in order, cause we're bound across the water. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. Come get your duds in order, cause we're bound to leave tomorrow. Heave away, me jolly boys, we're all bound away. Sometimes we're bound for Liverpool, sometimes we're bound for Spain. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. But now we're bound for Old St. John's, where all the girls are dancing. Heave away, me jolly boys, we're all bound away. Sometimes we're bound for Spain. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. But now we're bound for Old St. John's, where all the girls are dancing. Heave away, me jolly boys, we're all bound away. So it's farewell, Nancy, darling, cause 'tis now I'm gonna leave. Me jolly boys, we're all bound away. Sometimes we're bound for Liverpool, more times we're bound for Spain. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. But now we're bound for Old St. John's, where all the girls are dancing. Heave away, me jolly boys, we're all bound away. For Liverpool, sometimes we're bound for Spain. Heave away, me jollies, heave away.
But now we're bound for Old St. John's, where all the girls are dancing, heave away. And me jolly boys, we're all bound away. Sometimes we're bound for Liverpool, more times we're bound for Spain. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. But now we're bound for Old St. John's, where all the girls are dancing, heave away. And me jolly boys, we're all bound away. Heave away, and me jolly boys, we're all bound away. Heave away, and me jolly boys, we're all bound away.
It's a damn tough life full of toil and strife we whaler men undergo. And we won't give a damn when the gale is done, how hard the winds do blow. For we're homeward bound from the Arctic ground with the good ship taut and free. And we won't give a damn when we drink our rum with the girls of old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui. Once more we sail with the northerly gale through the ice and wind and rain. Them coconut fronds, them tropical lands we soon shall see again. 6 hellish months we've passed away on the cold Kamchatka Sea. But now we're bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui. Once more we sail with the northerly gale towards our island home. Our main mast sprung, our whaling done, and we ain't got far to roam. Our stunsail bolts is carried away, what care we for that sound? Our living gale is after us, thank God, we're homeward bound. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui. How soft the breeze through the island trees, now the ice is far astern. Them native maids, them tropical glades, is waiting our return. Even now their big brown eyes look out, hoping some fine day to see our baggy sails running for the gales, rolling down to old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui.
And we'd like to thank you for joining us in our Sea Shanties podcast. If you like the music, then check out our downloads page for other podcasts that you can download for free. We broadcast on our internet radio station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We close the Sea Shanties podcast with a Stan Rogers classic, The Blue Note.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stan Rogers!
Once again with the tide, she slips her lines, turns her head and comes away. Where she lay so still there at Privateer's Wharf, now she quickly gathers way. She will range far south from the harbor mouth and rejoice with every wave. Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Feel her bow rise free of Mother Sea in a sunburst cloud of spray that stings the cheek while the rigging will speak of sea miles gone away. She is always best under full dress, hard over as she lay. And who will know the blue nose in the sun? The proud, fast queen of the Grand Banks fleet, portrayed on every dime. New hard work in her time, hard work in every line. The rich men's toys are the Gloucester boys with their token bit of con. They snapped their spars and strained the passerby, but she left them all behind. Now her namesake daughter remains to show what she has been. What every schoolboy remembers and will not come again. To think she's the last of the Grand Bank schooners that fed so many men. The blue will know the blue nose in the sun. The blue will know the blue nose in the sun. Like a living thing, child of the moving tide. See her pass with grace on the water's face with clean and quiet pride. While her own tall ship of great renown still lifts unto the sky. And who will know the blue nose in the sun? Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Know the blue nose in the sun. Know the blue nose in the sun.
This Sea Shanties podcast has been recorded especially for Kaylee Radio in Cape Breton by Studio A Music Productions.